it's so important to know what mental health is, because we always talk about mental illness, and oftentimes there isn't an illness per se. We're on a trajectory towards mental illness, possibly with too much stress, etc. But it's good to know what mental health is. So first of all, it's the ability to enjoy life. Do you have a generally positive outlook on life? Or are you seeing the world in a more negative way? Can you manage unexpected, undesired outcomes? Can you turn that around for yourself to move on in a positive way? Then there's also resilience. How resilient are you to changes? We constantly deal with the unforeseen. So not to be derailed so quickly is a function of resilience, mental resilience. Then there's balance and healthy judgment. Can you understand a situation from various perspectives, or do you get hurt? Is it always about you? Do you take things very personally? Then there's also self-actualization. Are you keeping tabs on your goals and the vision for yourself? Do you honor your unique preferences? Do you know what's important? Do you do what's important for you? Or are you what people often describe as a people pleaser? But that people pleasing doesn't include you in that model. And you do need to be pleased at times. And then there's flexibility. Are you able to heal after getting hurt? That happens. People break up with us, right? Are you able to bounce back after a rough period and then integrate that period and any learning from it into the greater tapestry of your life? And finally, the ability to trust people and circumstances in your life. What outlook do you have? Do you assume that everyone is doing the best they can? Or are people out for their own advantage only? What are we thinking about that? Do you expect positive outcomes? Can you give people a chance? Can you give them a second chance? Or do you turn away from people and from life when things get tough? Those are all gauges that we might want to look at when we assess our mental health. Create the self-awareness for yourself and to ask yourself often, what is your level of happiness in that moment? And what is my level of happiness for the week? Have I been miserable all week? Have I been miserable all day? Often people say that, but then when I ask them, that's actually not true. And indicators of unhappiness are irritability, taking things too seriously in the big scheme of things, or a change of life where things are no longer working. We want to take that seriously because we constantly calibrate and navigate our life. So we want to stay on the pulse of things, not just because it's a mood, but is there something bigger going on that's leading me to know that I need to make some changes? And that's the positive move forward that results from that. Another one would be, and this sounds so basic, but it's on page one of the intake form, is the sleep. Do you sleep well enough? Do you sleep enough? And there's a whole sleep etiquette that we can look at, which is to do a lot with lifestyle and also quality of sleep. But we know that if you don't sleep well, you will be at risk for infections. Your memory will be much worse than if we have the required amount of the 2 or 3 hours of deep sleep that we need and the set of waves that we need over the nighttime. So quality of sleep is huge. And the third one I would say is that the ability to step back from a situation. We can get mired in minutiae and lose sight of how is this in the big picture. So it's the ability to take a good look and see what's feeding me, what's draining me. And that's the kind of thing we look at in counseling. What are you doing consistently that's draining you? And what are you not doing enough of?